Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, bud.
And now one-on-one with Phil Henry. Tonight, Phil guest, Larry Grover of a conservative Kern County. Here's Phil.
Thank you, Bud Dickman, and good evening. And how are you doing, Larry?
Phil, I'm doing all right.
Larry Grover is our guest, and Larry was involved with the conservatives of Kern County for a long time. And for how long, Larry?
I'd say it was probably about, sounds like your CD's stuck.
Yeah, that was that pizza juice. Go fix it, will you?
What do I do?
It's you eating pizza, okay, around the CDs.
What do you want me to do?
Fix it. Fix it, will you?
What I do?
You're eating pizza all around the CDs, man. Don't bring the pizza juice. Let me do it. Sorry, Larry.
It's all right, Phil.
Don't eat pizza. It's got pizza juice. Let me show you something, bud. Come here for a minute.
Right.
Come here. Let me show you something. You see this? You see that?
Yeah, it's just like spooge.
Yeah, it looks like spooge. This is from you and Collins eating that cheap grease pizza and then getting your fingers all over it. See? So the CD's ruined. See what I had to do with it? Just throw it in the garbage.
I didn't mean to do it.
I didn't say you meant to do it. I'm in the middle of a thing. Just take this. Go.
Sorry.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Very happy to have with us Larry Grover, who is a veteran Republican. And you've been through an awful lot the last 5 years, right? How long were you chairman, Larry, of the conservatives of Kern County?
Well, I was chairman of conservatives of Kern County for 15 years and did a lot of good work I was very proud of.
And then you left the organization after President Clinton was acquitted of the charges against him, right?
Yes, I was. I was very, along with a lot of Republicans and conservatives, I was very disillusioned. If I can backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
5 years ago, we had, 5, 6 years ago, we had Jennifer Flowers. We had the Arkansas Troopers. We had high hopes, Paula Jones. We had high hopes that we could remove this man from office as President of the United States of America. I really, truly believed that he was wrong for the country. I still do. And at that time, I had a wife. I had 4 children. I had my work with conservatives of Kern County. Today, I live with my mother. My wife is gone. I have visitation of my 4 children. Clinton was not thrown out of office. He was impeached.
How did you feel when they brought the impeachment charges against him?
I thought we had a shot. I really thought we had a shot. I thought it was the culmination of a lot of hard work by a lot of good conservatives. And the thing that drives me out of my mind, and literally drives me completely out of my mind, almost stark raving mad, is that he was in the White House getting orally serviced by this fat broad, okay?
You sound bitter.
I am. It's just some things I don't understand. He's in the White House. He still has a wife. Am I right about that?
He is still married, yeah. And you're upset because you don't.
I do not. My wife's gone.
Because?
Because I devoted an awful lot of time to this cause. And perhaps I neglected my family, but I felt it was important for our country.
Larry Grover is my special guest. He was the chairman of conservatives of Kern County, which, for those of you who are not familiar, is north of us here in Bakersfield, north of Los Angeles in Bakersfield. And you were very much at the fore of trying to get Clinton out of office. Now the impeachment charges are brought against the president, and he is acquitted. He's still in office. What happens?
Well, what happened to me, Phil, is I lost my wife. My wife had already moved out. My kids estranged from me. I have visitation with them.
4 kids, right?
4 kids. I quit my position as conservative of Kern County chairman. And what began for me then, Phil, was almost a solid year of living hell. I drifted from job to job, took odd jobs, worked as a fry cook. I was in Denver, Colorado, and then on to Wichita, Kansas, worked as a fry cook. I had lost myself, took a job with a railroad, hopped boxcars. I did some clear cutting in Washington State, worked on the pipeline briefly in Alaska. Hopped, lived like a hobo, eating out of garbage cans. and sleeping on the warm cement near bakeries. I was completely lost.
Were you drinking?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Using drugs?
Yeah. I went back to drug use.
So all of this because...
Because I felt personally betrayed by the American people that I put all this work into getting this moral reprobate of a president out of office, and the next thing I know, not only do they not kick him out of office, but he has the highest good job rating of any president in years, and I'm standing there with my pants down around my ankles, looking for all the world like the dumbest SOB that ever came out of a mini-mart, and all because I believed in this country.
As a conservative.
As a conservative, right. So now Clinton gets a little bit of that sweet thing, gets some of that early morning dew in the Oval Office, and I'm out of a... I don't have a wife. Clinton, as far as I know, still has a wife. I lost my wife 2 months before President Clinton was acquitted of these charges, and I moved in with my mother because I didn't have the... I needed the other income from my wife. Moved in with my mother, and I've not known the company of a woman in... probably 13 months.
You have not been intimate with a woman for...
Even for 13 months. And Clinton's getting his ashes hauled by Big Hillary. He may still have something going on there with the fat one, and God knows who else. So what is this, you know? So in other words, I look at my life...
You feel as if you've been wronged by the American people because they should have thrown this guy out of office, right?
Well, look at the guy. He's... Well, I'm not going to get nuts about it. Because I told myself, because I got into booze, I got into drugs.
You say you drifted from job to job?
Drifted from job to job, hopped boxcars, lived in a roundhouse for a while.
In a railroad station?
I lived in a railroad station, yeah. I lived in an old renovated caboose, and I just lost track of myself for a year. Booze, drugs, living on trains... And, you know, even now, when I walk by a toy store or a hobby store, and I can look at the little train sets, and I just get kind of a chill, you know, running through my, if I can look at one of those Lionel train sets, and I go, oh, boy.
When you're looking at a train set.
Well, because of the fact that my life wasn't a good thing.
We're talking to Larry Grover, former chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. So, you spent a year after Clinton was not impeached, was not thrown out of office.
And the idea also, Phil, that I wanted to point out that I have not known the company of a woman for 13 months. I felt betrayed because my wife left, my kids left. I'm not getting laid, if you'll pardon the expression.
That's all right.
And Clinton's over there, and he's getting it all. See? So that really made me angry. And,
all right, but I want to bring it up to the present time. So you went through all of this anguish over the fact that President Clinton wasn't thrown out of office. Not only that, he was still getting regular sex. You worked to try to get him out of office. You failed. You weren't getting regular sex. You lost your job. You drifted from job to job. You drank. You were living in a boxcar. You were saying you're hopping boxcars or...
I was hopping freight trains.
Getting from town to town. And just a lousy life. Then what happens?
Then one day I'm walking by the public library in Pasadena, California, and I find a booklet that is sitting on one of these cement benches that they have near the library that changed my life. It was a book about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I read that book, and I decided to give my life over to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And things have improved for me.
Where are you living now, Larry?
I'm living with my mother still, but we've got a good relationship. I had a contentious relationship with my mother because she liked to needle me, and she liked to get under my skin about the fact that I didn't have a wife and I wasn't getting laid. And, you know, really, her and she'd have my friends call me, but we've got a good relationship now. And
your own mother would taunt you?
My mother would taunt me, right.
And so you joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And my life has changed.
All right, Larry Grover is with us, and we're talking about his life and the twists and turns it took after President Clinton was acquitted of the charges against him in the impeachment trial, drugs, drinking, homelessness, and now religious conversion. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show. His number is 1-800...
Why are you doing that?
Why am I doing what?
Why are you making a voice like you're another announcer?
Ow! Get out of here.
I just wanted to know.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Sorry, Larry.
That's all right. I noticed that kid out in the hallway. He's an interesting guy.
Okay, Larry Grover is with us. He is a... Conservatives of Kern County, you're no longer with the organization, right?
That is correct, Phil. I'm not with them any longer. I'm not in politics any longer. I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And
what led you to giving your life to Jesus Christ was the fact that you were angry because President Clinton didn't get thrown out of office.
I was very hurt. I was hurt. I was angry. I couldn't believe it. Everything that was going on in the country up to that point led me to believe the American people were tired of this man's lies. Everything that I was reading, I would listen to Rush Limba, and he would talk about it, and guess what happened? Big zero, come up a big goose egg. So I decided that I didn't know what to do.
And that's what led you into this sort of life of indolence, huh?
That is correct.
Let's go to Charlotte. We'll take some phone calls here, Larry.
I'd be happy to, Phil.
All right, here is Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say, this guy sounds like...
Hold on for a minute. Was that the caller that you had on line four? Okay, let's go over to Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I don't know the full background of it. Up front, I want to say I didn't hear the early part of the show. I came in at, 11 o'clock my time, after the 11 o'clock break.
Yes, sir.
So I don't know exactly why the guy lost his
Larry, do you want to reset?
I'm sorry.
Well, tell us, what religion are you practicing now?
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If that helps you. You want to know why I lost my wife is because I spent more time trying to get Bill Clinton out of office than I did paying attention to my wife. I guess.
Well,
I don't
okay.
know. I thought I was about as big. Bill Clinton's the president of the United States, so you'd think he'd be busier than me. But he still has a wife.
Nobody wanted to see him thrown out of office more than I did.
Oh, boy. I drank for a solid year.
Well, I didn't use drugs when he didn't make it out of when we didn't.
Where I was
out of
working,
office,
I was working every day on this though with our committee, trying to get him out of there. Didn't happen.
At least we only have 12, 13.
All right, sir. So the reason why you called is what?
Well, I just the guy sounds. I don't mean to bring you down. I don't mean to be hard on you, but you sound more like a liberal than a conservative. You're
a liberal.
I
sacrificed my family for the conservative cause.
Well,
I don't have a family today.
You're going to take losses. That's part of life.
What losses have you taken on behalf of the conservative cause?
I've not taken many. On behalf of the conservative cause.
All right, so you haven't taken any losses at all. In fact, you're probably a conservative in name only, right?
No, I am very conservative.
You talk
action,
it up at the coffee shop.
Economics and morals.
All right, so you talk it up at the coffee shop, but what do you do for the what do you do for the cause, right? I was out there on the front line. And look what happened to me.
I don't see how being destitute and homeless, losing your job, sure, but...
I got into a lot of stuff.
Okay, there you go. That's not due to the Conservative Party. It's not due to Bill Clinton.
Well, we thought we'd get this guy out of office, didn't we?
Well, we all thought that.
Okay, so what happened? And I'm the guy out there hopping boxcars. You're not. When's the last boxcar you hopped? Probably never, right?
Well, you say you worked for the railroad.
Worked for the railroad. I was sweeping out a roundhouse.
What'd you make an
sweeping
hour?
Out a roundhouse.
I made about $7 an hour, something like that.
Okay.
But that was a day job I had for about a week. Okay, you got to understand something. I don't have insurance benefits. That's a job they gave me as a pity job, a mercy job. I'm sweeping out a roundhouse. 6 months before, I was sitting in an office coordinating some 15 volunteers, sending out press releases. 6 months later, I'm sweeping a roundhouse out, and I'm drinking mouthwash?
Well,
come on.
Drinking mouthwash.
I guess the mouthwash is not a good thing. That probably didn't help you a whole lot.
All right, anyway, thanks for your call, sir.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686, Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just don't understand what the purpose of this guy being on the show is. Is he like a martyr or what?
Is this what you said to my screener when you called up? Okay, so he didn't say Jack. What is the purpose of you being on the show here?
Well, basically to let people know that I turned my life around, Phil, and that I gave it over to Jesus Christ, and that I, you know...
Are you happy? I mean, you gave your life over to Jesus. Are you happy?
Yes, I am.
Because you took a while to answer that question.
I know, I'm happy, but I'm a man. And what I'm hoping will happen within the next few weeks, I met a lady where I work.
Where do you work, and do you have a job?
Oh, yeah, I work in a printing business now, Phil. As a matter of fact, I partnered in with somebody on a printing business, and I'm doing okay. And there's a secretary that we hired. But I am hoping within the next month or so that I can get something going with regard to getting some. I mean, I say...
Okay, so you are a Christian, but you're still a guy who's not getting you're not getting laid, is what you're saying to me, right?
I don't want to put it that way, Phil.
I understand. I understand exactly. But that seems to be the main problem, right?
It's just, I can't get over the fact that Clinton's getting all that he wants. I've turned my life over to Jesus, and I'm still not getting any, you know? What does it take is the question I have to ask myself. But I'm going to do whatever I got to do.
All right. Hang on the line here as we take a break. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County to a journey through alcoholism and homelessness. And now he is converted religiously, but he's still looking for a woman in his life. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, with Larry Grover, former chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, who went through a life-changing year following President Clinton's being acquitted of the charges brought against him during that impeachment. Your disappointment was so great that the president was not removed from office. You began drinking.
That is correct.
And you began using, you said you were drinking mouthwash for a while, right?
Oh, Phil, I drank everything. I drank mouthwash. I drank... underarm deodorant, not underarm deodorant, excuse me, cologne.
You were an alcoholic, huh?
I was an abuser. I don't know if I was an alcoholic. I did abuse. I drank what was called Sterno or canned heat. I drank, I would inhale hairspray.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was tough. I drifted from town to town, hitchhiking, sometimes catching rides on the backs of flatbed trucks. And I really had lost myself. What I found was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in this pamphlet that I read.
Well, now, what organization, this is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, these are Mormons, right?
I don't know. I'm told yes. I don't know for a fact. I've never really been to a service. But I've read that pamphlet, and I've sort of conducted my life.
So you've not converted to Mormonism, you've just, what?
I do my thing. I do my thing.
And you're living at home with your mother?
I'm living at home with my mother, yes.
And you've made a point to say that you haven't been laid in what, 13 months?
About 13 months. And that's really what I'm hoping to have change is that, you know, since my wife left me, and, you know, all this, everything fell apart in my life, and I turned to Jesus, and I pray for the company of a woman. I don't want anything bad, but it's getting, you know, 13 months is 13 months. And that's
what do you think about your life as a conservative? How successful do you think you've been?
I don't know, Phil. We wanted to get Bill Clinton out of office. I thought he was a bad president. I still do. It cost me my family, but I still believe that I was on the right track. But now I don't know. I want to just, you know, settle down, take a vacation, and try to collect myself. I want to turn my life over to spiritual things. Yes, I'd like to have sex eventually with something other than, you know.
He's pointing to his hand right now, folks.
Well, I didn't know if I could say it, but
I understand.
But it's rough, and that's the only part that really hurts, is that Clinton still, you know.
Well, he's president of the United States. He's going to be attractive to women.
I know, but it drives me out of my mind that he's still, even after all the impeachment, all of the bad press, all of the disapproval ratings, all of the possibilities that we were dreaming about, and the guy is still getting it, and probably getting it pretty good. And I mean, he's not buying no magazines either. I mean, he's getting the straight stuff, you know. And I'm here, you know. Yeah, I'm pointing at my hand, and it's terrible. Well,
all right. I understand what you're talking about. I'm just simply saying that things continue to change and continue to evolve, and perhaps in your life, they will take a turn for the better. Here is West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
You're on with Larry Grover.
Larry, how you doing?
Good evening, sir.
I had a question for you, and my thought is, you got to separate your personal life from your business life and stop blaming somebody else for something you can control. You had more input in your marriage than Bill Clinton did.
Absolutely.
You've got to take responsibility that you caused the marriage to go south.
Doesn't it, when you see, and you're trying to live a good life and do the right thing, and you see another guy getting all the perks, you know, that's the thing that drove me nuts.
Not at all. He put his dues in, and he did his own thing, but you got to take responsibility for yourself and your family. What have you done for your kids this week?
Well, I call my kids. I talk to my kids every day, and I see them on weekends. You got to understand something. My kids, but I've also got a need that I got to start doing something about here. I spend a lot of time with my kids when I see them, but I also got to get this sex thing going because it's... I don't know how long it's healthy not to get laid, you know.
You've got to get over this hatred of what Bill Clinton did to you because you did it yourself. Once you do that, you'll start seeing things in a positive light. You're living in the past and the negative.
Well, how is that going to get me laid?
Well,
yeah, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. You've been talking about Jesus and...
No, I have turned my life over to Jesus.
Okay, but what you keep talking about getting laid.
That's the most important thing right now.
You need to turn your life positive, start seeing this positive, and stop being bitter about the past.
Right.
No one is going to see any interest in you, guy. You got to get over it and move forward.
Yeah, this is a good point. It's unattractive to women for you to be upset, okay?
Well, no, but I'm not talking about marrying them. I'm just talking about...
Just your whole tone is
having
wrong.
Having something other than my right hand, you know.
You got to get over it. You're going to marry your right hand.
For a guy who's, you know... turned his life to religion, you still seem befuddled.
No, spiritually I'm sound. Spiritually I feel good.
Well, you don't because you still have the anger. You can't.
Good
you
point.
You still hold on to the anger. You can't. This is all
when
a show.
Can
this
a man...
Is, your anger is still there.
When can a man expect to get laid?
When he puts a positive foot forward
and
puts himself in a position to meet good people in good places.
Good point, sir. Thank you for your call this evening. Here is Marietta on the Phil Henry Show. Good evening. Marietta, hello. Okay, Marietta gone. Here is Jacksonville on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, I agree with that guy from West Palm Beach. That guy needed to get over it. I mean,
I got over it.
No,
I turned my life over to Jesus Christ.
No, you haven't.
Well, what do you mean? No, I haven't.
Okay, if you got over it,
I know my life.
You wouldn't be so bitter, right?
I'm not bitter about anything.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not angry. I'm not angry. What?
You're not getting laid, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you?
So, what y'all do, just get over it. I mean, you try and shift the blame to everybody else but you. Okay?
No, I'm saying...
Now, if I was president, I was getting service, would I take, would I deny it? No, I'd probably beg about it. But then again, You're trying to shift the blame to everybody else for your misfortunes.
Well, no, I'm saying that Clinton, he gets to have all of it, and what do I get? Okay? I slept in a boxcar.
That was your choice, right?
All I'm saying is this, that if Bill Clinton is getting something fat like that Lewinsky, I ought to be at least rating something nice.
Well, look, he's the most powerful guy in America and in the world, okay? Women will be attracted to that. You keep saying if Bill Clinton's getting it, then you ought to be getting... What? Who do you think you're rating, Cindy Crawford?
Well, I turned my life over to Jesus. I got a job. I see my kids. I'm still not getting laid.
Okay.
Well, what's that about?
The thing is, I mean...
Gee, what is this about
really
getting laid?
Your life over to God. I mean, you can have patience, right?
Right.
And sooner or later, you will get laid.
Right.
But right now, you're so bitter.
He's bitter, and he can't do it. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Thank you for your call. Here is Winston Salem on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. Okay, this guy says that he claims to be, you know Jesus Christ and all this stuff.
As my personal savior, yes.
Okay, but you're talking about getting laid.
No, what I mean is communion with a woman, physical communion with a woman.
That's not right, though.
That's not right?
No, it's in the Bible. Sex before marriage is not...
All right, well, what if I married her?
Okay, then yeah, fine.
Okay.
But sex
But I got to get something going.
Okay, but start a real relationship with a woman, not just because you want to get laid. You know, women are turned off by that.
Well, what are they turned off by? Give me some input, because it's been... I'm looking at... Probably look at the calendar. Probably about 13 months
since
the last time I got any. And
okay.
I find this very weird, Larry, that you're talking about. Just like this lady, I turned my life over to Jesus. That's what you said.
Yes.
And yet you're saying it's been 13 months since I got laid.
Well, what does Clinton get to get laid for?
Okay, Clinton's married.
Well.
I know. Okay. That
all right.
Doesn't make right what he did with Lewinsky right.
Married.
I understand that.
How long do you think a guy ought to go?
If he's not married, he ought to go till he gets married.
Well, all right. Let's say I get married.
Okay.
How long do you think? What's the longest you think I ought to wait?
When you're married?
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
What does that mean, you don't think it matters?
How long do you wait when you're married?
Yeah.
If you're married, married.
Should I get it every night?
If she's willing, yeah. I mean, you're married to her.
Okay, good. Then I ought to get it. Theoretically, I ought to be getting it every night.
If she's up for that.
If she's up for that.
I don't know what that means. If she wants to.
The woman is talking about if she wants to.
Well, if she's married to me, I'd think she'd be all over me like white on rice. She'd be on me in a New York minute. Right?
Yeah, but just like
Let's
a
say...
Okay.
Are you married, ma'am? Are you married?
No.
All right, someday if you get married to a man that you love, right?
Right.
You'd be all over him in a New York minute, wouldn't you?
Some nights, yeah, but...
All right, that's what I'm looking for. And
well, the first thing you got to do, Larry, is find a woman who loves you enough to be all over you in a New York minute.
Right, and I have another point, too.
What do? You go to bars?
No, I don't know what you do. What do you mean, what do I... I met my wife at work.
Yeah, well...
Okay, and you said that you've turned your life over to Jesus Christ. Do you have a religion? I mean, I
yeah,
know that
Church
you...
of Church of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, so you're a Mormon.
That's what they tell me, yeah.
Do you not know?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
Well, how can you not be sure?
Well, I haven't been. I got the pamphlet.
Then how do you know if you turn your life over to Jesus Christ?
I have. I gave my life to Jesus Christ.
Okay, so do you have a religion?
Church of Latter-day Saints.
So you're a Mormon. Church of
okay.
Latter-day Saints is Mormon.
All right. Okay, if that's what you say.
Well, why aren't you sure?
Because all I did was read the
pamphlet. I'm not understanding.
I read the pamphlet. Well, I read the pamphlet. I went inside one time. Some guy said to me something about underwear. I don't know anything about the Mormons, okay? Some of it's pretty far out. I mean, what I've read about them sounds good, but some of it sounds kind of whack.
Well, what sounds whack?
They got the weird underwear. Okay? But the point is, I turned my life over to Jesus, and I'm looking for a woman that'll be all over me in a New York minute. What are you laughing at?
What am I laughing at, man? I mean, what are you? You turn your life over to Jesus.
This lady here said, ma'am?
Yes?
Didn't you say you'd be all over a guy in a New York minute?
If I am married to him.
All right, let's say you're married to me.
Okay.
So now you and I are married.
Okay.
You got to hop on, right?
Sure.
All right, let's go to it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but get this. Just like men, sometimes, they are not always up for sex. They don't always want sex.
Men don't always want sex? How about you, Henry? Is that true of you?
Well, I wouldn't.
Well, it's not true of me, I'll tell you that right now. If you're all over me in a New York minute, I'd be all over you in a New York minute.
Yeah, well, you got this New York minute thing going on, too, don't you?
I'm not always going to be
Look, baby, you got to, look, you got to climb on board.
Yeah, well, maybe you need to step off board for a minute.
Step off? 13 months you're telling me to climb off? No, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I mean, seriously.
Come on, you and me, nice hot bath.
All right, you're making me sick, okay?
What? Where are you right now?
Does it matter? This is not the point.
What town are you in?
Winston-Salem.
God damn it. I'm in California. That ain't going to work.
Too bad for you.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Ma'am, thank you very much.
Where's she going?
I'm hanging up now and letting her go. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686.
Man, I had it going on there.
Yeah, smooth talker. You were really all over you in a New York minute. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, Phil.
This music is from the porn movie Eruption.
The music you're playing now?
Yeah, turn that up.
Yeah, this is, was this with Seika?
So you watch porn, huh?
Well, what I'm saying is this, okay, and
Killer music, Craig. What are you saying?
Well, I'm afraid you get the wrong idea, but yeah, you get familiar with some of these things. And I recognize that music, the one with Seika, that was good. Eruptions. She plays a cop or something, and they pin a guy down on a mattress or something. But
okay, all right. I just want to know if you knew the song. Here is Gastonia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You keep saying that you gave yourself, you gave your life to Jesus, right?
Right over to Jesus, right.
Okay. So are you, expecting sex now, like a reward?
Well, I'm thinking a guy does that. And a guy gets, I don't understand. See what I'm saying?
No.
You give your life to Jesus, aren't you supposed to get something in return?
Yeah, you go to heaven. That's the whole
point.
Yeah,
well, I'd like
to
get to
heaven.
Yeah, and I'd like to get to heaven within the next 30 days. Let me explain it. I don't mean to be facetious. It's been 13 months since I got some. That's a long time.
That's
okay.
A long time.
And I've got a, do you know what a ganglion is? A ganglion is a fluid that develops on a muscle.
Uh-huh.
I got it on my right hand.
That's great.
What does that mean?
What do you think it means?
And so...
I'd like to get some heaven. Don't worry about it. And if I can get, what? What?
First of all, how did you give your life to Jesus? You read a pamphlet, right?
I read a pamphlet
there's
on the church.
There's more to giving your life to Jesus than just reading a pamphlet.
Let me ask you something. Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
I got all these women calling up who aren't married. I'm willing to get married, but as soon as...
Just to have sex?
I'd like...
Even if you don't love her?
I'll love her.
For what, the whole 3 minutes, right?
You'll love her. 3 minutes?
Oh, I don't know.
Sister, how about... They call me 60-minute man.
I'm sure they do.
All right?
Yeah.
15 minutes of kissing... 15 minutes of squeezing.
Listen,
and 50.
I didn't call to get like...
No, not all I'm saying is that, for instance, if you and I were married, and you sound a little young, but if you and I were married, I'd expect you to climb on board. And what I'm saying...
All you're doing here with the women that are calling the show is hitting on them, okay,
exactly.
Larry?
Exactly.
I'm not hitting, I'm being very upfront when I say it's been Bill Clinton... forget it.
First of all, you should just stop worrying about Bill Clinton's life and... focus more on yours.
And all he does is get all that ass, and I get none.
First, you don't even sound like
what's a Christian saying?
Yeah, just exactly when did you give your life to Jesus?
Yeah.
I gave my life to Jesus.
When?
What difference does that make?
I'm just asking. I'm just curious.
When did you give your life to Jesus?
I gave my life to Jesus... I had lunch
You had lunch with Jesus?
No, I had lunch and then I gave my life to Jesus.
Today?
In other words, today.
Yes, sir. Oh, so that doesn't count. Thanks a lot.
All right, Larry, if you're trying to pull some con here.
I'm not saying
that doesn't count, but giving your life to Jesus requires more than reading a pamphlet from the Latter-day Saints.
Just tell me.
You don't even know what the Mormons are, but you're part of that religion.
Just tell me.
It makes no sense.
If you and I were married, you'd be on me in a New York minute.
No,
just say it. Just say it.
No,
God.
Because I wouldn't.
God, you sound sweet.
What is it with you, man? You are a sick, perverted creep.
You're a big old pervert.
I'm not a big old pervert. Oh, ain't you sweet.
Hey, look, Grover.
What?
You want to wipe your mouth, please?
What?
You want to wipe your mouth? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Wipe your mouth. Marietta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I just wanted to say to him that sex is not the mainstay of marriage.
Well, I'm here to tell you it is.
And I'm just as big as the next person on sex. I loved it all the time. But I've been separated since November.
You got
me? And right now, that's the furthest thing from my mind. I mean, until I get married or get into a relationship where I have a real relationship with somebody, I'm not just looking to just lay anybody. And it sounds like you're just willing to lay anybody.
Well, why don't we get sex on your mind?
I'm sorry?
Why don't we get sex on your mind?
Why don't we get sex on my mind?
Right. You know, like Georgia on my mind?
Well, it can't happen right now because that's not where my mind is. I just got out of a relationship. And
you know how they say...
Until I get into another one, that's just not where I'm at.
You know how they're always saying get your mind out of the gutter?
I say,
Phil, we start getting our minds into the gutter.
Well, that's what's wrong with us today. I mean, everything is about sex, 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 but that's not the mainstay of marriage. You have to have so many more foundations to make a marriage than sex. It won't last if you just base it on sex. So if you're looking for something real and something that's going to last, then you have to go at it from another angle.